play. McNally's been having a great campaign so far, as has Piop. Piop's been having a great campaign. Hey, calling games with me over the break. Piop, you've never sounded better. You are listening, fans, to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting worldwide from Dominican University of California. We are here at the Conlon Center. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, and Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight. Also want to welcome in CMCM, Marin Community Cable, and Hunter Horenstein, Hugo Centeno, Dami Perry, and Mary Kay Jankowski are working the cameras tonight for Channel 30. Very happy to have our association with Marin Cable. 20 minutes are overhead, and we are getting ready now for the national anthem. All right, national anthem fans, for those of you at home, please rise. Oh, here we go, guys. This is what we've been waiting for. And of course, coming off the heels of that fantastic win by Breonna Chambers and the Lady Penguins tonight. What a great win that was. The very first conference win tonight. How great was that? We're ready for the starters now for the Silver Swords from Chaminade University under head coach Eric Bovard in his first season. He'll be sending out number 5 is Lee Bailey, a 5'11" freshman out of Detroit, Michigan. As Bailey comes over for a handshake with the coach, but I'm not sure where the coach is. The other guard is Wally Koulibaly, number 24, 6'3" junior out of Bernaco, Mali. Dominique Cooks is number 3, a 6'4" junior. And he's out of Wollongong, Australia. Isn't that your hometown, Piop, Wollongong, Australia?
Yeah, there's a lot of Filipinos in Australia. I lived there before.
And rounding things out for Chaminade, number 42 is Matt Cousins, a 6'8" senior out of Santa Rosa, California. That's right here up the road a bit. For the Penguins under Booker T. Harris in his first season, Harris and the guys are 2-3 in conference. He'll be sending out number 5, Carl Reyes, a 5'10" sophomore out of South San Francisco. Miles Carrillo, number 21, is a 6-foot sophomore out of Tustin, T-Town, Tustin, California. Next for the Penguins is number 32, Xander McNally, the 6'2" senior out of San Francisco. Number 24 is Derek Ober, a 6'3" junior out of Dayton, Ohio. And number 43, say hey, Connor Haysbert, the 6'8" sophomore out of Sacto. Oh, the crowd is gigantic here at the Conlon Center. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight's big game. Penguins are halfway home to a sweep on the Chaminades, with the Breonna Chambers and the women picking up the win earlier, their first conference victory. Oh, that was so huge. Just to get Chambers and the ladies in the right frame of mind, they've been playing great ball with no record whatsoever to show for it. Haysbert will be in the middle for the Penguins. Brian Sanchez will be on the mic halfway through the first period. Piop's on color. We are ready for this one. In the middle, Haysbert up against Cousins. Both guys at 6'8". Tipped out. Cousins gets the better of it. Penguins on defense. Clock rolls. Chaminade attacking the northern hoop here at the Conlon Center, and the clock continues to roll, though the officials have stopped the action.
Great start.
Shot clock should be at 26. The overhead should be at 51. They make the adjustment. Now we're ready to play ball.
Let's do it.
Little hiccup there at the start. Chaminade from the sideline. Inbounds in front of a gigantic Penguin crowd. This place is loaded like it hasn't been all season long, not even close. Penguins now on defense. Ober's in there playing pretty tough right off the bat. Ober with a steal after Reyes knocks it away. Ober brings it up left side. No look out to Xander. Think of three ball. No, he slows it down. McNally's been just a great leader this year. Piab, I know you'll agree with that. I mean, so clutch. 19-20 fans, Piab.
Honestly, I'm very surprised that Carl Reyes is starting the game.
Yeah, he's gotten the start tonight. Reyes, a 5'10 sophomore out of South City. Right side now. He's in there. Reyes with some fast moves, big hops. Haysbert, turnaround jumper, buckling, no. Taken down by Benny Murray, a 6'4 junior out of Fairfield. Murray drives in right side. Murray heaves it up. Gets nothing but air, but down with it is Cousins, the starter at 6'8. Carson's finger rolls, puts it back after being in perfect position, and picks up the foul as well, and it's on Haysbert.
You don't foul this team, Stu. As a team, they shoot 70% from the line.
Penguins with the victory last time the Silver Swords were here last year. Cousins on the line, missed it. Shallow, and it's tipped down. It's going to be Penguin ball. So Cousins scores the putback, but can't get the three-point play to happen. Inbounds to Carrillo. He brings it up right side. No look out to Haysbert. Reyes, soft jumper from 8 feet, no. End line, Penguins can't score. Koulibaly brings it up. Last time, you may remember Koulibaly. He did a number on the DUs last time he was here. Carrillo breaks up one play but is unable to hold on to the ball. Chaminade comes back up with it. Then Carrillo reaches in again. Now they kick it back outside. Koulibaly on the way. Oh, Reyes or Carrillo, one of the two guys, got a hand on it. And that Koulibaly is a tall guy. He's in there at 6'3" with big hops. Oh, Xander with a stutter step thinking about it, up and under. No, he has it stripped away. Just swiped out of his hands by Dominic Cooks. Brings it up. Cooks pushes off. Left side, Koulibaly on the way. No, Haysbert rebound. Reyes slowly to bring it up.
Like, you don't want to be in a fast-paced game against this fast Chaminade squad. They're super fast.
Two zip. Silver Swords inside of 18 fans. McNally goes behind the back. Now he goes top of the key to Carrillo. Drifting left side against Koulibaly. That Koulibaly, he's fast. Now Reyes, kick out over to Xanders. Piab mentioned Reyes getting his first start at home. And that would be tonight. Outside, no look. Reyes, three ball on the way. A little bit short. Haysbert with a rebound, put back off the glass. Tie game!
Mr. 6'8" man putting that in.
Haysbert scores the deuce. Left side, Cousins for three, and that is a nice shot. It's very fast transition. And the Penguins weren't ready for it, really. Cousins had all day to fire. 5-2, 17-19. Backcourt, Carrillo, trouble. Oh, he gets it up to Ober, over the top. Reyes, outside. Good stutter move by Xander. Heaves it back to Reyes, almost out of bounds, but saved by Carl Reyes. Left side, Xander has a clean look on the way, deep. Air ball for McNally, are you kidding me? It's unbelievable. The high score for the Penguins. Xander McNally, outside. And the Chaminade's working around, finally out of bounds. And it looks like Lee Bailey is gonna go to the line. No, it's just gonna be out off one of the Penguins. So Lee Bailey will bring it in for the Silver Swords. For the Penguins now is D'Artagnan Meigs. And Dart Meigs has made a real name for himself this early season, P.O.P. Boy, has he gotten a lot of minutes.
As a freshman, this guy's been playing his lights out.
Inbounds very softly from the left wing, Benny Murray. That's a long deuce. Reyes will bring it up. 7-2, Penguins trail. 16.5 fans, first half. Ooh, brother.
Right, picked Reyes, up the dribble.
Reyes almost stepped over the line as the Penguins get ready to bring Ricky Wofford in, the 5'9 junior. Wofford also having a great season. Out of Bakersfield is Wofford. Right next to him is Jamal Clark. And Jacob Neuset. Those three guys have fresh legs. They're getting ready to come in. Reyes, top of the key, drifts over to the right eight. Stutter step six. Drives in five. Tries to hand it off. Turnaround jumper on the way. Reyes with 2 seconds. He gets it to drop. 7-4. No, they waved it off. It's a travel called on Reyes, and he'll go back to the bench. So after they wave off the bucket for the travel, Wofford in his place. Haysbert will take a seat as well alongside Derek Ober. Lee Bailey to bring it up now, the freshman at 5'11 out of Detroit. He hands it off to Benny Murray between the circles. They go back over to Ricky Claiborne, a 6'5" senior out of Chicago. And the Penguins on defense, McNally gets a hand on it, and the shot is made by Ricky Claiborne from the left side, very softly, right over the top of Claiborne at 6'5", was able to get up and over Xander, 9-2. The Penguins got to get a little something going here. 15.5 fans in the first half action. Game number two after the women won by 5 over the Lady Chaminades. Uh-oh. Jacob Neusett receives the pass from McNally just within the paint, and he's pushed from behind, it looked like, on Neusett. And that's our first media timeout. Brian Sanchez, I don't know about it, sort of an inauspicious beginning so far for the Penguins. They don't look too sharp, and conversely, the Silver Swords look very sharp.
Yeah, we're just not seeing the Penguins get any offensive sets going. They're getting down. You hear them calling out plays to get something going, but then they all get kind of muddled up in the middle of the lane, and no one breaks out for a shot anywhere. So nothing's really happening on offense. Not only are they not getting shots, they're not even running plays to get shots, and that's got to change immediately.
Well, the biggest concern for me is that Jacob Neusett has not been touching the ball lately on offense, and this is where their offense is run to. The 6'8" Neusett is their big offense, and if he gets going, the whole team starts to go. I mean, Reyes has been playing some good minutes. I know he's under pressure because it's his first start, but I mean, I'm going to say he did play well.
As you mentioned earlier, Neusett didn't get the start tonight, and he's just been playing beautifully. Wofford also didn't get the start tonight, who's been getting the regular start at that point guard position. Instead, it's Carl Reyes to get the start. And while Reyes is very fast, we haven't seen much of Reyes. In fact, I don't think we've had Reyes on at all in the preseason, the last few games at home.
In the preseason, he played one game and he made a really quick move to the bucket. But after that, we haven't heard from him at all.
I mean, here we are, 6 or 7 home games into it. 15-18, we're back underway, fans. 9-2, the Penguins trail in the first half. First year with Booker T. Harris, and it's been a great campaign so far. The Penguins are 2-3 in conference, but those two wins came against great teams. And GCU and Dixie. 15-03 back-to-back, as P.I. mentioned in the pregame. Wofford with a runner. Wofford softly, front iron Wofford, it falls, 9-4. The Penguins with a little bit of a break there, although that was a nice shot. It could have gone either way, and the DU's got it to their advantage. And they can use a few of those against a great team like Chaminade. Darko Vukasovic has come into the game, and he goes right side. Vukasovic slams into Wofford. Wofford goes sliding backward about 8 feet on his it's like a chicken wing there, sliding over the end line toward the Penguin cheerleaders. Well, and he's okay, but Vukasovic really nailed it.
Yeah, Vukasovic, he's from Serbia. All these players from Serbia, they know how to shoot the ball well, so watch out for him.
9-4. You mean if you if Vukasovic, by the fact that you know where he's from, he's a shooter?
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
No, I've watched European basketball. Everyone in Serbia, they could shoot.
The Serbians are shooters, huh?
Yeah.
Keep an eye on Vukasovic. On the way, and by Matt Cousins from the right wing again. Cousins knocks it down, 12-4.
Cousins is 4-for-4, and he made 2 threes. And this is why Coach Booker T. Harris is calling a timeout.
12-4, fans. Booker T. Harris has called a timeout. The Penguins, 6 minutes into it, B-San, are having nothing but trouble. 12-4?
Yeah, and a lot of it is coming from not being able to stop Cousins. He's 4-for-4 for 10 points, and he's not taking contested shots. There's no way a player of his caliber, third in the Pac West in scoring, can be getting open shots in a basketball game.
Two outside, two inside. Cousins, ouch.
The Cousins, he's already 4-for-4. He's averaging about 20 a game. This man could play. You just got to guard him. And that's why Coach Booker T. Harris took that timeout.
He's not Serbian, is he?
No, he's not. He's not. Maybe. He could be.
Well, by the way, he's shooting.
He's shooting like a Serbian.
Yeah.
All right, we're back underway, fans. 12-4. Cousins is ripping it up so far. The Penguins don't want to yell uncle yet, though.
No.
Not on Cousins. In between the circles, here's Mark Lewis. You need to laugh at those once in a while, Piaf, just to keep me going. Thank you. Here's Neuset back outside. Lewis, three ball on the way. Line drive in and out. Penguins can't get the rebound. Lee Bailey brings it up. Coach comes up on his feet. Sport coat still on. Benny Murray right in front of us has got... Oh! The Penguins with a great steal. There's Jamal Clark left side. And the hammer jam! 12-6, 13-20 to go.
Here comes the pain right there, Jamal Clark.
Up, backcourt penalty is called. Too much pressure from the Penguins. Benny Murray had it. Spun 360, stepped 1 foot into the backcourt after the Penguins applied the pressure. 13-14, 12-6, the DU's trail. But the momentum right now just slightly tipping toward the mighty Dominicans. Inbounds to Wofford from the sideline after the big steal and hammer jam by Jamal Clark. 13-08. Boy, that was exciting. The crowd went crazy on that one. Neuset outside on the left wing, too far to shoot it. Driving in Wofford. Heavy traffic, Wofford. End line off of Wofford. Chaminade ball. Wofford doesn't like the call. Although, when you tip it out of bounds, it's rare that a player says, oh, yeah, I like that call when it was out off of him. Now the Chaminade's working up very nicely. Here's a soft jumper top of the key. Lee Bailey three ball is nothing but swish. 15-6, 12-39 to go. Bailey pounds that tray ball home. Well, that was big. Just to stop the Penguins' momentum run. In close to Haysbert. Softly, Haysbert is fouled by the big-time Belgrade shooter, Darko Vukasovic. No, it's on. It's against Haysbert? No, Haysbert goes to the line. The foul was called against Ricky Claiborne. I thought it was called against Vukasovic, the Serbian shooter. But no. Haysbert does go up and convert, though, and that's a good thing. 15-7, 12-24 to go.
Look, these free throws are big just to stop Chaminade from scoring more points.
On the way, and Haysbert knocks them both down. Haysbert's turning into a clutch player, I'll tell you. His second year as a Penguin. Haysbert is really making a name for himself. Not only clutch player, but just calm demeanor. And seems like a pretty nice guy.
No, he is.
Put him on the court, though, and he's an assassin. Speaking of assassins, Lee Bailey out on the left wing. Another big tray ball. Bailey at 5'11 is a shooter. 18-8. The Chaminades have created some daylight as Haysbert accepts the pass from Lewis down low. Haysbert gets wrapped up under the bucket with Ricky Claiborne, the 6'5 senior. There's a couple of huge dudes going at it down there. That'll put Haysbert back on the line. And now a media timeout. And we'd like to welcome in everybody watching on Channel 30, Marin Community Cable, Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayabyab, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight, Hunter Hornstein, and Hugo Centeno up in the camera booth. Want to say hello to those guys. Such a great association with CM2, Marin Cable. This has been a great game, though the Penguins are down by 10.
No, absolutely, and when you have shooters on Chaminade like Bailey and Cousins, you'd like to see them taking more shots with hands in their face. There have just been way too many shots with nobody around these shooters. You need to be in their hip pocket all game, and you need to stay on them. If they're going to drive, let them drive. You got Haysbert down low and Neuset to stop them in the lane, but no more open threes.
But with Bailey and Cousins, they're shooting it from NBA range. It's deep. It's way beyond the yellow line. There's no way to stop that, even with a hand in your face. That's the best you can do. But I just want to see Jacob Neuset with the ball, and the Penguins have had aggressive play in the past. Jamal Clark stuffing that down, that's aggressiveness, and they're going for the ball. That's what I want to see from these Penguins.
Absolutely right. They get inside with Haysbert. It's Neuset's time.
It is.
Speaking of Neuset, he's out on the floor now with Mark Lewis, Andrew McNally, Connor Haysbert, and Jamal Clark for the Penguins. Penguins are down by 10, 18-8 with 11:53 to go. So the Penguins are going to have it now on the short side. Xander down on the end line. McNally He's got to bring it somewhere. He gets it out to Clark. Top of the key, and they give it back over to Mark Lewis. And Lewis has been the absolute picture of hustle, the poster child for hustle this season. Can always count on Lewis to bring it. Clark, right side, after a nice toss from Neusett. Clark goes baseline. Neusett with a finger roll. After the whistle, must have been. Everybody seemed to drop the shoulders. Neusett dropped it, but it didn't count. 18 AP up.
Yeah, the only thing is because it was tipped off by a Chaminade Silver Swordsman.
So the Penguins get it after it's tipped out of bounds. McNally again to Clark in between the circles. He backs up, slows things down. 15 on the shot clock, Lewis. Left wing, Lewis. Lewis is up against Vukasovic. He goes right side, no. Loose ball. Taken back down by Cooks. Brings it all the way up. Cooks flips it back up to Lee Bailey. Under the bucket, back over his head. Are you kidding? What an unbelievable play as Bailey goes over his head backward, coming under, running under the bucket of the baseline, and then bounces it off the glass with some English. McNally thinks three. Three ball, Lewis on the way, top of the key. Missed it right. Loose ball. And the Penguins can't get anything to fall right now. Lee Bailey brings it back up. Bailey's been just killing the D's tonight. And Neusett getting in the way of it. Look, and once the foul is called against the Penguins 31, Mark Lewis.
Look, once the Penguins miss a shot, then Chaminade's coming in running, and this is what's causing them transition offense.
Derek Ober's back in there for the Dominicans. Penguins on defense as Cooley Bolly has re-entered. He gets it over to Bailey. Bailey with a softy. Bailey on the way, no. Another nice rebound by the Mighty Penguins. Jamal Clark hauls it in. Clark's got it now left side over to Ober. Ober back to the top. Whipping it around the outside, not much doing. Ober on the way, three balls. Missed it again. The Penguins can't get anything to fall. They're not really working the ball inside. I mean, they're having a tough time with penetration, Piob. So they're being forced outside of the arc further and further and further each shot.
Yeah,
and that's not going to serve them well in the long run.
That's why Neusett's having a trouble just getting something in.
Matt Cousins drives it in left side. Gets nothing to fall as Wofford re-enters in place of Clark. So the Penguins give up about 8 inches in height there. But they pick it up in speed with Wofford. Quick up and in by Chaminade. Koulibaly knocks it down from the left side with 10:08 to go. 22-8. Here's Brian Sanchez on the mic.
Xander McNally has the ball right wing. They're going to call a foul down low. That one's going to be on Dominique Cooks for holding on to Neusett as he was trying to go for a screen. 22-8. Chaminade leads. 10 minutes left here in the first half. Dominicans take out under the basket. McNally looking for somebody. Finds Haysbert. Are they going to call another foul? They are. This one's going to be going on, it looks like, Cousins. That is, and you want to get Cousins in foul trouble.
You do. Oh, my gosh. Cousins a really, really, really good three-point shooter.
Cousins is pretty strong on both sides of the ball. I agree with B-San.
And I believe Dominique Cooks just got teed up.
Well, I've been watching Cooks, and he's been complaining to the referee after that foul he did on Neusett.
So this is point in possession. As Wofford will get to go to the line, the Penguins will get the shots and the possession B.
The free throw is no good, however, from Wofford. He's going to get another one. It's up, and it's right through.
Were you able to confirm who the technical was on?
It was on Cooks.
I'm surprised Wofford was the one shooting the free throws. He's shooting it at 55% on the year.
And here is Wofford driving into the lane. Kicks it out to Ober. Ober back to Wofford. Wofford's looking up to set up an offense. He's looking for McNally. McNally cuts through, clears the lane. Wofford jumps right into it. Pump fake, and right over the top of him goes Lee Bailey. That's a foul on Bailey as Wofford goes to the line again.
8 team fouls committed now by Chaminade. Well, the Penguins have only committed two. We're only halfway through the first half, you guys. I mean, the Penguins are almost in the double bonus now as Wofford goes to the line. But 8? Chaminade's played very aggressively, but that's going to come back and haunt him. It could, anyway.
Wofford sinks the first one. 22-10 now the score.
Nothing like coming down the stretch and losing your big guys.
Wofford misses the second, rebounded by Cooks, who pushes it up to Bailey. Bailey all the way past the Dominican defense, goes up for a layup, and is fouled on the play. So there's an instance where transition defense let Dominican down, and Chaminade was able to run a rebound all the way back for a foul and two shots at the line.
The Penguins just need to get something going on offense and maybe stop the penetration and transition offense of the Silver Swords. That's what's killing them.
Lee Bailey's first free throw is up and right through. 23-10 now the score. He's set for a second one. It is up, and it is rattling and no good. Neustadt pulls it down, sends Xander on his way. Xander up to Wofford. Dominican's looking to push it right back. Wofford doubled, able to pass out of it. Neustadt goes up for the shot, and another foul on Chaminade as they're starting to pile up.
Did you catch the no-look behind the back from McNally to Neustadt? Xander was looking up the court, fires it behind his back with a bullet. You only see that out of top-level players in the PacWest Conference, and McNally's definitely one of them.
Yeah, but I don't think Coach Booker T. Harris is happy about that. When you're down 13 and you're making that kind of flashy pass, I don't think that's the right time for that.
But I think that it was the only play he had. I don't really know that it was necessarily flash as much as it was function.
Haysbert checks out. Jamal Clark checks in.
Although I see your point, Pia, I mean, a lesser player throwing it around like that, no. But McNally, when he does it, I got to go with him, you know. I mean, McNally is number two in the nation right now, right, as he moves up the charts with all the steals.
Neustadt missed the free throw, but Clark is able to steal the ball back and go up for an easy two, 23-13.
That was amazing with everybody else in the other end of the court. Clark was able to steal and convert.
Chaminade bringing it back. Their lead cut to 10. And there's a sloppy play. Ober's going to take that one for Dominican. He's driving all the way. He finds Neustadt. Neustadt loses the handle, though. They're going to have to back it out, set up an offense, and it's going to be Ober. Here's Wofford. Right wing thought about the three. Doesn't take it. McNally dumps it into Neustadt. Neustadt turns up and under. Off the glass and good. Jacob Neustadt puts another two on the board for Dominican. 23-15. Chaminade bringing it back. Only up eight now.
Jacob Neustadt, this is what you want to see. All the offense running through Neustadt, and you cut it to single digits. This is Penguin basketball at its best.
Chaminade feels momentum shifting back to Dominican, and they take a timeout. Chaminade leading 23-15, 8:47 left in the half. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
Penguin Radio.
Well, you got to talk about Killer K, but not to mention Brian Sanchez. Here he is.
Chaminade bringing the ball up, only leading by eight now. They drive, kick it out, down low, looking for Cousins, and it's taken by Clark. McNally's going to bring it back up the court, cross to Wofford. Wofford drives back to McNally. They're going to set up the offense now. Neustadt in the post looking for the ball. They work it away from him, and here's Clark in the corner. Clark driving in himself, spins right hook off glass, no good. Cousins rebounds, throws a lead pass out for Cooks. Cooks is going to slow it down, wait for a teammate. And it's going to be Cousins with Neustadt working on him. Here's a three, it's up, and it is right through, nothing but net, but Benny Murray. 26-15 now the lead, as Wofford has the ball right wing for Dominican. Just under 8 minutes left in the half. As McNally handles left corner. He finds Wofford to Ober. Ober for the three. No. Rebound, Cousins. Cousins gets it to Murray, and Murray brings it back up. Murray is looking for Cooks in the corner, but Xander McNally jumps out in front of the way and knocks that one out of bounds. Great defense there by Xander, who's known for his steals. Chaminade leads 26-15, 7:36 left in the half. Stu, Piab, and I will be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Then you did the right thing. You tuned in to radio.dominican.edu. Now tune in to my man, DJ B.
Thanks, Piab. It's time to get this thing going again as Chaminade set to inbound. They lead by 11, 26-15, 7:35 left in half as Murray handles working on McNally. Dumps it off to Claiborne. Claiborne to Murray. Tries to work it down to Cousins, but Haysbert is called for the foul for grabbing on to Cousins, trying to keep him from getting that ball.
Yeah, that's the best defense. And if you could get away with it, then you do. If you just grab onto the jersey and try to stick to him, then that's the best defense you could do.
They just do not want Cousins to get that ball. And there's a pass inside, and it's going to be a travel on the play. That one's on Claiborne. Took too many steps before he even dribbled the ball. Dominican ball heading back the other way.
Look at this. The Chaminade, they're shooting it at 76, and the Penguins are shooting it at 27. That's got
to
stop.
That needs to change now, and McNally's going to look to do it.
Well, that's the difference in this 11-point game.
Wofford, right corner three. No. Rebound. Claiborne. Chaminade pushing it back the other way. Here comes Gamerman. Finds the Serbian shooter for the three. No good. Neusid pulls it down. McNally pushes it up to Ober. Ober's looking to run it. He's going to pull it back. Smart move. Set up the offense. Here's Neusid. Down low. Neusid goes up. Cousins comes flying in for the block. And here comes Chaminade back the other way. The shot is up from Claiborne. And he's blocked. The ball's on the ground. There's a scuffle. No jump ball called. And they're finally going to call a timeout for Chaminade. As they were on the ground with possession, they called a timeout to keep it. It looked like they had a jump ball in the middle there. Refs didn't give it to him. There's 6 minutes left in the half. Chaminade's up 26-15. We'll be back when the action is here on radio.dominican.edu.
Well, after the big, big explosion that happened right in front of us, that's what having box seats is for. But here comes the big boss man, Brian Sanchez.
Here's down low Chaminade. Shot's no good, but Claiborne comes flying in for the putback as Chaminade gets 2 points and take the lead, 28-15, 5:50 left in the half. Here's Reyes back in the game, coming back, finds McNally. He's going to drive baseline, pull up, jumper, yes! Rattled it around, bounced up in the air a little bit, but he gets the roll, 28-17, Chaminade lead.
Talk about buckling and fading away. That was classic.
And then coming back the other way is Benny Murray for Chaminade, and he just forces the action, and he jumps right in to the Dominican player. That was on Xander McNally. He's going to pick up the foul and head to the line.
I'm just going to say this. There's a lot of flopping bodies on the floor. First, you see Murray hitting it hard. Gee, this is incredible. And then Xander coming in front of us.
And that's just in the broadcast booth.
Murray drills the shot. Yeah, Xander wanted to join the broadcast. We said, no, you got to play this game. Maybe you can come broadcast with us later, but for now, you got to play in that game. Lewis back in the game. D'Artagnan back in the game. So to reset the lineup, we got Reyes, Lewis, D'Artagnan, Carrillo, Neusat. Second free throw is up, and it's good too. 30-17, the lead for Chaminade. That's going to be Koulibaly checking back in for Chaminade. Inbound goes to Reyes. DU going with the three guard. That's a four guard lineup out on the floor right now, as they may be looking to keep up with this Chaminade speed. Here's the ball with Reyes at the top of the key. Finds Carrillo, left wing. Back to Lewis. Neusat in the post calling for the ball. He can't get it to him. They're working on it, though. Here comes Lewis. 10 left on the shot clock. Lewis working. Looks right, goes left. Blocked by Koulibaly. He goes up for a second shot. Fader, no good. Rebound Cousins. Cousins sends Chaminade back the other way. 30-17, the Chaminade lead. The ball's with Gamerin. He tries to dish it inside, and he's called for the passing crash. It's going Dominican's way. 30-17, Chaminade leads, 4:49 left in the half.
I don't like the body language that Ethan Gamerman's been doing, and he's been complaining to the ref. I'm surprised he didn't get a tech after the Australian Dominique Cooks got a tech. So I'm just surprised there.
Here's Miles with the ball, bringing it up. He's got Koulibaly on him. Neusat back to Miles. Miles thinking about the three. Now Neusat post. Can't get it to him. They work it back the other way. We're going to have Carrillo at the top. They're really trying to work that ball to Neusat at the post, and they found him. He gets it back out. Pump fake. No. Here's Reyes. 10 left on the shot clock. Reyes working. He puts up the three. No good. Rebound. Koulibaly. He pushes it up. That's Cooks. Cooks finds someone open in the first row, but they're not on the court. That's out of bounds. Dominican ball.
You know, this game, it seems like they want to get the fans involved. First they throw it in the stands, and then Xander coming up to us. I mean, first you want an interview, now you're throwing it to the stands. This is a crazy game.
Yeah, stay on the court, fellas.
Yeah.
Carrillo bringing it up. Koulibaly on him. Koulibaly, he plays some intense defense out there. Lewis with the ball, picked by D'Artagnan. back to Carrillo. Carrillo, they're trying to work it in to Neusit, but Koulibaly's playing in the middle. He's denying the entry pass. They're not respecting the shot of Carrillo. Here's Lewis, right wing. He drives to the hoop. The layup is up and good. He took Cousins all the way to the basket. 30-19, the Chaminade lead. 3:40 left in the half.
Cousins has him by 8 inches and about 60 pounds, and Lewis beat him badly that time.
The Koulibaly three is no good. There's a whistle on the play, and it's going to be a DU foul. Yep, that's going to be on the freshman D'Artagnan. Dart Meggs gets the foul on that one as we hit a media timeout. Chaminade leads 30-19, 3:30 left in this half. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
All right, with three and a half fans, the Penguins are going to be on defense. Under the bucket, 30-19 under the bucket. Chaminade just throws it into nobody. Oh, a backcourt penalty is not called. And the D is now on defense. Well, that was kind of trick as Miles Carrillo grabbed onto the shirt of the offensive player, but the shooter goes up anyway. Was that Vukasovic that scored that? I couldn't see.
I couldn't see either.
That was Claiborne.
Claiborne, 32-19 is the Penguins now with 3:08 to go. Try and go back into the clubhouse with something doing. The momentum is not going their way. Although Mark Lewis pulls up and softs one in there from the top of the key. Way out there, almost three-point land.
Now you know why I call him Captain Clutch. This is when he needs to make buckets.
32-21 off the back of the board. Very high off the glass, and the foul is called against Chaminade's Benny Murray.
Remember, Stu, Chaminade are in the bonus, so any touch foul, the Penguins have a chance to shoot and get this game closer.
32-21, 2:48 to go. As Piab mentioned, Penguins are in the double bonus. Jamal Clark has re-entered the game, fans. He's in there with Reyes and Correa. Oh, Clark, right side, gets hammered in his mug by Cousins. Cousins finally comes up with the better of it. Cousins now passes it off to Cooks, who brings it up. Right side softly with a whistle is Vukasovic, and he'll go to the line with a three-point attempt, 34-21 with 2:23, but a chance to make it 35.
Jamal Clark was talking to the referee earlier why he didn't get a call under the bucket. That's why he was so frustrated when he handed the ball to the referee.
That's you. Not me. On the way, no. Tipped out, and it goes out off the Penguins after the D's tried to box out. They did box out. They just muffed it out off the end line. 2:22 to go.
You can't give Chaminade these second chance points. This is what's killing them.
Yeah, I think you're right. Chaminade's getting too many extra looks. The number of shots taken is absolutely favoring Chaminade, and that's the difference. Down low. Oh, Lewis comes in all ball right over the top of the firing Vukasovic. Oh, man, that was great. Right over to the back. No, it was Vukasovic or Cousins. Regardless, it was a great stop by the 6 foot Mark Lewis with 1:51 to go, 34-21. Inadvertent kick called against Matt Cousins, so the Penguins will get it back. Reyes is out. And Dart Meggs is back in there. D'Artagnan Meggs, his first year as a Penguin. And Meggs has been just superb. 1:50 to go, fans. 34-21. Penguins on offense. Oh, brother. Carrillo gets nailed by Koulibaly and takes it in. Over to Lewis, who drives it home. Lewis doing his best. Mr. Clutch performance so far. Buck and a half to go. Right through the fingertips. Stolen away by Carrillo. 2-on-1. No look over to Lewis. Passes it back off to Jacob Neusit, who hangs on the rim and drops the deuce. 34-23. Oh, the foul is called against Lewis prior to the bucket. with all of that, the Penguin fans came up, went crazy, including yours truly, only to have it waved off. Brokenhearted! 34-23 as Lewis goes to the bench after drawing his second foul of the evening.
That's cold-blooded. If that went, then this crowd did go ballistic, but that would have brought it back to single digits at the half.
Noisa was hanging off the rim, hanging there like a bat in a belfry. From the top now, driving it in. The Penguins can't get it again off the end line. I think it came off the knee of Miles Carrillo in the hands of Cooks. Now he brings it into Koulibaly. Top of the key, Koulibaly, low bounce pass over to Cousins. Cousins in there, 235 pounds, easily. Listed at 235, more like 250. Cousins, two easy shots on goal, no. Jacob Neusen has it with 50 seconds to go. Can the Penguins get something going here going into the clubhouse? 34-23, 45 seconds, Reyes brings it up, calls out the play. Reyes directing traffic, 38 seconds, Carrillo, 22 on the shot clock. Carrillo left side, Reyes. 33 seconds, 17 overhead. Penguins now just chucking it around. Would love to get this last score. 25-9 on the shot. Reyes, left side. Reyes, 20 seconds, 4-3. And the Penguins give it up into the hands of Chaminade. Shot clock is off, 15 seconds to go, fans. Driving it in easily is Cooks, softly Cooks. He hands it off to Cousins at the last second. 7 seconds, bringing it up left side, dumped out of bounds, and the Penguins are going to get it with 4.5 seconds to go, right over the head of Jamal Clark.
This Chaminade team is very athletic. You see that? That ball got stolen, and now they're jumping for the ball for a steal. They're just athletic.
4.7 seconds, 34-23, 3-2. Reyes has it, 1 on the way, stuffed by Cousins. And not even close to getting the shot off to go into the clubhouse, fans. A pretty good first half, although the Penguins were definitely not shooting on firing on all cylinders by any means. Piop.
Well, the thing is, they can't get the offense going with Jacob Neusen in the inside. That's because Cousins is playing great D alongside with the 6'5" man, Claiborne. These guys are big, they're strong, and the Penguins, they can't get the three balls to drop as well, B.
Yeah, I think what it's come down to is we talked about Dominican's depth and how that would have to be the game changer. So far, the depth of Chaminade has been really impressive. They bring people in off the bench that can score the basketball, and that's the difference right now.
Man-to-man, Chaminade bigger across the board than the Penguins. Bigger, not only taller, but just bigger, filling it up more. More athletic even, I dare say, but definitely bigger and bashing things around down low. We'll have the halftime extravaganza coming up in about 8 minutes, fans. B-San, P-Ob, they'll be back with all the numbers, all the stats, everything that matters. 34-23, worldwide broadcast from the Conlin Center on radio.dominican.edu.
Look, we're in the halftime report, halftime extravaganza. What's the point? What they do with Koulibaly, they do the same thing with the 6'5 man, Claiborne. They do the exact same thing with him, the way they're guarding Neusen. They're getting him out of the game. And they're trying, and the way the Penguins are bailing out Chaminade is that they're taking 3-point shots and they're missing. And this is what brings Chaminade into transition offense. And everyone knows that Chaminade, they're like Lob City. You throw it up, they'll dunk it, they'll lay it up. They're just great in transition. With that in transition, the Penguins are too slow to catch up with this very athletic team. However, the Penguins are athletic themselves. Once the Penguins get something going in the offense, we all know what's going to happen. When the Penguins' offense starts going, this crowd will start feeling it, and then they'll start feeling their offense, and this is what's going to get the Penguin running.
And here's my biggest problem with that half. We got so excited because halfway through it, they were at 9 fouls. Chaminade was. And then we just stopped driving to the hoop and getting fouled. They need to continue to attack and keep drawing those fouls and make the free throws to keep them in the game. There's a reason why they're called free throws. They're just giving you points. They want you to score those points. And Dominican was taking advantage in the first quarter, but then the second quarter, they kind of stopped.
Look, Stuart Horn made a point before halftime. He said that the Penguins are still in this game down 11, and he believes in Coach Booker T. Harris, which I do too. I believe being down 11 is fine. as long as the Penguins can start playing some quality offense and getting good looks to people, which they have. You can't say they haven't. Derek Ober found some open three. Same with Carl Reyes. They just can't get him to drop.
You mentioned him. Now let's bring him in. The voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Good job on the halftime extravaganza. About 30 seconds to go until we get going here, fans. You know, it's very interesting. I was out in the on the front of the building, and I was talking to Xavier Muldrow. He's got this gigantic cast on his right hand. Muldrow's got the busted hand. And he's out until, well, he's going to be out the next several weeks anyway. Just a few seconds to go here. 34-23, fans. Brandon Davis is in the house as usual. We are broadcasting live from Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, and Brian Sanchez. Broadcasting live from Dominican, also being seen on Marin Cable Channel 30. Booker T. Harris now in quick conversation with Mark Lewis. Lewis will be out there with Ricky Wofford, Xander McNally, Jacob Neusett, and Jamal Clark. Second half's underway. Wofford's got it in the backcourt. Penguins attacking the northern hoop, right side. Lewis. Wofford, foot fake, up against Cooks. Check it, Bailey. Penguins working around outside, just looking for a gap, trying to find a seam. 17, McNally. McNally up against Koulibaly. Three ball goes off by Mark Lewis. No, Koulibaly pulls it in. He takes it the distance against McNally. And right out of the gate, the foul is called against Xander McNally. And that's his third for the evening, Pia, 19-27 to go.
I'm just very impressed by the game of Koulibaly. He like takes it to the hoop, and he plays great D on Jacob Neusett, and now he has a trip to the line.
Koulibaly stands on the line. Almost all of the Chaminade players wearing the sapphire blue runners. They've got and matching socks. So they've all got these sapphire sparkly shoes as the first one goes. Koulibaly missed 34-23, 19-24 to go. So Koulibaly, the shoes didn't get it for him there. They are kind of cool, though. 19-16, as Lewis has it, bullet pass, top of the key to McNally, left side Ricky. Wofford now backs up toward the Penguins stands, goes top of the key, flings it over his shoulder to McNally. Down low to Neusett. Neusett gets wrapped up with Matt Cousins, and he goes up toward the bucket with no ball in hand, but he will go to the line.
Look, this is what you need to do. Run the offense on Neusett. See what happens. When Neusett is running the offense, you get way more open looks for the shooters.
19:01 to go, fans. 34-23, Jacob Neusett. His first year as a Penguin, and what a great get he's been. I mean, Neusett, that's an understatement and a half. I think I talked him out of that one, fellas. 19:01 to go as Neusett shanks the first one.
Now what I'm looking to see is how many times Chaminade lets Neusett get it in the post before they start running that defense to deny him the ball again.
Neusett shooting in the line at 51%.
Statistically, he should make this one then.
And he did.
There you go.
19:01 to go, fans. 34-24. The DUs are hanging tough, even though they had a very tough first half. But the reason you were talking about how I felt like felt pretty confident is Piab during halftime of that was that the DUs managed to hold within 11, playing terribly. Let's face it. Let's just tell it the way it was. No. Now a push off of Mark Lewis, another foul on Lewis. That's a second for the team, his third on the night. So Lewis and McNally are sitting on three apiece. 18:41 to go. So if the D's could just get anything going at all. They had about a minute and a half of momentum in the first half, and that was it. They still hung within 11. And now it's a 10-point game with 18 and a half to go. The Penguins just got to get a little something going, and they should be fine. However, the turnaround jumper comes off of Dominique Cooks, the 6'4 junior. Out of Piab's hometown, Wollongong, Australia.
Yeah, a lot of Filipinos there.
And he knocks it down and makes it a 12-point game, 36-24, 18-12 to go. Penguins on offense. Lewis has got a right side Wofford now, way out on the wing. picks up the screen. Wofford has nothing to do with it. Head fake Lewis, baseline Lewis. Softly, Lewis off the glass, 36-26. And Lewis keeps the Penguins within hunting distance. 17-51 to go, fans. Bailey stutter steps right around Jamal Clark, but it's batted away by Clark and Neusett. McNally brings it up. No look, right corner. Three ball Lewis on the way, missed it left. Taken down Neusett. Neusett is like a caged animal out there when he comes down with it, gnashing his teeth, clawing at the ball. McNally's got it, he backs out. McNally, nice low bounce pass to Neusett under the glass and all kinds of whistles. And Jacob will go to the line again, having made one of two his last time out there. We'll see if he will get another. However, that's the third on Matt Cousins. No, Neusett's not going to get to shoot. It occurred on the bounce pass to Neusett from Xander McNally. The big news there is it's a third on Cousins. And Cousins is a big threat for Chaminade. Pull up, jumper by Mark Lewis from the top of the key, and that was sweet. 36-28, 17 minutes to go, P.O.
Look, that just cut it to single digits. If the Penguins could just capitalize on that, then they'll be fine in this game.
Bailey, left side, two ball, softly, no. Neusett goes up, two on two. Loose ball, still in play. Penguins can't come up with it. Loose ball again. Mark Lewis tries to chase it down, running up the backside of Benny Murray, the 6'4 junior out of Fairfield. That's right, Fairfield, California. Slams into Lewis. Lewis gives it back to Murray, who's got him by 4 inches and 30 pounds. Left side, they worked it too easily to Benny Murray, and the Penguins exposed a weakness in their defense. It's a 10-point game, 16-18, and all of the Penguin fans' shoulders collectively dropped watching that play unfold. Now the pass to Neusett slopped away. Penguins can't hold on to it. Three on one. Wofford's the one. Wofford goes in there and refuses Cooks the shot. Cooks will go to the line. Wofford picks up his first, and that's another one of those good fouls. What else could he do? Three on one.
Yeah, also, when it's better to get them to earn him from the line instead of just giving him an easy
that's
one.
That's right. It was about as easy a layup as Dominique Cooks is ever going to see. So instead, Wofford forces him to make the freebies, and as it turns out, Cooks misses. So Wofford's strategy unfolds beautifully in this case. But the Penguins are going to need more than that. Down by 10 with 16:06 to go. Wofford, McNally, and Clark out. Second one goes. Cooks nails one. 11 points, 39-28, 16:05, the clock rolls. Ober's back in there. Derek Ober, 6'3" junior, is out of Dayton, and he's been a great get. The Penguins are very deep this year. Carrillo, who has not been shooting much tonight or as of late. Neusett gets it off to Lewis. Lewis off the glass. Lewis slams into Lee Bailey on the way. They give each other a smile, but the ball drops. 39-30. Lewis is doing it all right now, P.O. 15:34 to go. Foul is called against White 34. No, not on White 34. There is no White 34 on the floor. 24, you say?
Derek Ober.
That's Derek Ober. Ober picks up his first of the night. 39-30, and there is a timeout. So we will be back in 30 seconds. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, we are back underway, 39-30, and very quickly on the inbounds, Benny Murray knocks down the deuce from way out there. And the Penguins trail by 12 again, 15-18. Lewis has got it. Left side over to Carrillo. Miles goes back top of the key in between the circles. McNally heaves it back over to Lewis. Lewis has it stripped away. Somehow the Penguins get it back nearly in the backcourt, but coming up with it. Driving it in as Carrillo passes it off to Haysbert at the last second, swiped away by Lee Bailey. Amid his shot, Haysbert was on his way up, and it was just stripped away. Now the three ball goes up right side by Benny Murray again. Murray has scored the last 5 points unanswered by the DUs. Murray out of Fairfield is a 6'4" junior. We're back at 30, radio.dominican.edu. All right, fans, with 14:38 to go, the Penguins trail now by 15. It was 11 at the half, where I still felt relatively comfortable. I don't even know if comfortable is the word, but I felt confident, let's put it that way, that the Penguins could piece together a few key plays and get themselves back in. Instead, they've gone the other way. Here's Brian Sanchez with the play-by-play.
And here's Ober with the ball. He works it back to Carrillo. He's going to control it at the top, get the offense set up. Haysbert in the post, wants the ball, but it's back to Ober. Dominican really trying to work in the post here as Ober pulls up for the jumper. No good. Rebound. Koulibaly. He pulls it down, and he's going to start the break himself. He gets it out to Lee Bailey. From the corner, a drive, a dish, a shot by Claiborne, a nice spinning hook. That's two more for Chaminade, and then it's stolen on the inbounds by Chaminade. Lee Bailey with the ball gets it to Koulibaly. Koulibaly to Benny Murray for another three. No good. Rebound Claiborne with a no-look behind-the-back outlet pass. Gets it over to Koulibaly, who drives and finishes with a no, and it doesn't fall. The left-handed finger roll, but another offensive rebound by Chaminade as Koulibaly has it. Left corner, three, no good, and Dominican finally pulls down a defensive rebound, and it's Derek Ober heading back the other way.
You mentioned Bailey, B. Well, Bailey is shooting at 80% from the line. He even made a key jumper in his last game against Hawaii Hilo, so this guy's a big, big part of their offense.
Here's Carrillo, free throw line, looking for Clark down low, finds him, nice, easy layup, 2 points, 47-32 the score now, as Lee Bailey brings it back up the court quick. He's looking to score, gets it to Koulibaly, pump fake, step in, passes it down to Claiborne with the one-handed jam under the hoop, as Claiborne has just asserted his will down low, 49-32 the lead for Chaminade, 13 minutes left in the half. We got whistles blown by the ref. It's a shot clock issue. But you got to be impressed with the play by Claiborne down low.
He's just really athletic to dunk it there with one hand. And then he did the little Shaq tongue at the end action, what all centers do.
Here comes Cooks back in the game. Here comes Cousins back in the game. Cousins, who's really cooled off since the first couple minutes of this game. Not much from him, as the DUs hope to keep it that way. Carrillo with the ball in the backcourt, bringing it in after the shot clock. Technical difficulty. Gets it to McNally. McNally really hasn't had any offense going tonight. As Ober has the ball, looking for a pass, finds Carrillo. Really trying to work the post into Neusit. He's down there. They find him. He turns. He spins. He shoots. No good. Rebound. Goes to Jamal Clark. He goes up for the putback, and he's fouled. Jamal Clark will get himself to the line. Great offensive rebounding by him.
I really like Jamal Clark's game, B, because he's the only one on the Penguins, I should say, that could create his own shot that's a big man. I know Ricky Wolford sitting right next to Stu. He's a point guard that's listed at 5'9". He could create his own shot. But Jamal Clark could create his own shot by driving the lane, doing some spin moves.
Clark on sixth in the Pac-West in offensive rebounding at over two a game. He's moving up the charts after this one. He's having a great game down low for the Penguins. His second free throw is up, and it is good. 49-34 now the score. Chaminade leads. Cooks coming back the other way. Dominican picks up the full court pressure. Chaminade able to break it, get the ball across. It's in the hands of Bailey. It's stolen. Here comes Ober back the other way. He goes up for the jam and throws it home. Derek Ober with the one-handed slam.
Derek Ober showing you that he could get over the rim and pound it down with one hand.
49-36, the Chaminade lead, down to 13. There's a foul on the play. It's called on Carrillo in the post. That was on Vukasovic. Here comes Lee Bailey for Chaminade.
Look, I was hoping that Ober's dunk could get the Penguins going, but then there had to be a foul, so that's just causing the rhythm.
Here comes the inbound pass down low to Lee Bailey, poked away by Carrillo. It's going to be another inbound pass for Chaminade. Here comes Cooks. He finds nobody because McNally knocks it away, and he picks up the steal. So Xander McNally does what he's known for so well, steals the ball, brings it back up the court. Here's Carrillo in the corner. Back to McNally at the top. They'll set up the offense. Neusit in the post on Cousins. They can't get it into him. There it is. Neusit in the post, looking to work. He spins, goes to the right hook. No, he passes out to McNally, to Carrillo in the corner for three. No. Jamal Clark with the offensive rebound in the putback as Jamal Clark continues his offensive rebounding tonight. As Bailey runs back the other way and finds Vukasovic for the wide open layup as the transition defense lets the Penguins down again. Here comes McNally the other way. 51-38 the score. Chaminade with the lead. 11 minutes left in the half. Ober has the ball at the top. McNally looking to do something. Gets it to Carrillo. They find Clark down low for the alley-oop and the lay-in by Jamal Clark.
How pretty is that? An alley-oop? It doesn't matter if it's a dunk. It's still an alley-oop in D2 ball.
That's teamwork and communication at its finest right there as Lee Bailey brings it back the other way.
That was just saying no to showboating. It was so smooth. Didn't need to showboat it at all. Softly, never even came close to coming back to the floor.
Here's the Bailey drive, and they're going to call a blocking foul before the shot, so it's going to be Chaminade's ball out under the hoop. And they call the media timeout as it's 51-40. There's 10:44 left. And Piob, we've seen this game kind of fluctuate between the 15-point deficit, 10-point deficit for Dominican. It's at 11 now. What do they need to do to pull this game out?
Well, honestly, the Penguins are doing everything right except for the transition defense and doing ticky-tack fouls. First, you're doing good transition offense. Derek Ober with a good dunk. And then after that, you have a big alley-oop from Carrillo to Clark. Then after that, what's stopping these runs are those little fouls. You already have the momentum going your way, and then you're going to do a little ticky-tack foul, like a little touch, and then you're going to block at the end of the out of bounds. Then that's what's just causing momentum for the Penguins to just slip away from them.
Welcoming everybody on Channel 30, CM2. Those guys are here, a great association with Dominican, bringing Penguin basketball to everybody, virtually everyone, in Marin County. This has been such a great breakout season with those guys over at CM2. Want to thank them. This broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, Communications and Media Studies Department, here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstine. Stuart Horn, Patrick Kayab-Yab, and Brian Sanchez, now on the mic.
Thank you, Stu. As Chaminade goes to inbound the ball, it's going to be Cooks looking for someone. He finds Vukasovic. He drives baseline. He looks left, goes right, goes up for the hoop, makes it. And at the same time, there's a blocking call. It looks like it was on Mark Lewis. And it was. So Vukasovic going to the line for one more.
The foul's on Xander McNally. See, the problem that's going on here is just the way they're shooting it. 55% for Chaminade and 38 for Dominican. That's just a big problem there.
Here comes Carrillo back the other way. It's going to be McNally at the top, gives it to Wofford. They're going with the four-guard lineup again as Carrillo drives, finds Jamal Clark. We saw this in the first half when Chaminade was starting to run on Dominican. They put four guards in, and now they had Clark at the center. And here comes the substitutions. Neusit's going to check in, pull Lewis. Ober's going to check in, pull Carrillo. So they went small for a couple seconds, and now they're back to big.
Again, they are doing four guards again. Remember, Ober's a shooting guard, and same with Neusit. He's 6'8". He's playing down low because of his height, but he's a shooting guard as well.
Neusit got the ball down low, couple pump fakes, and it's right through. 54-42, and there's a foul in the backcourt. Lee Bailey working hard back there. Wofford fouled him. That's a danger of picking up full court pressure.
Look, I mean, again, just a bucket that could get you momentum, and then you're going to foul them again. Now they have a chance at the line because you're in the double bonus.
Lee Bailey makes the first shot of the 1-1. It's 55-42 now. Chaminade leads by 13. It's Bailey sets to take a second one. It's up. No good. Rebound, Neusit. Hands it to McNally, gives it to Wofford, and we're on our way. Wofford looking at his offense. They're sending it up. Clark in the post, pops outside. Gives it to Ober. Ober looking for some help. Finds Clark. Clark goes to drive. There's a whistle on the play, and they're going to call Neusit for the offensive foul. There's a push-off in there. It's going to be Chaminade's ball, up 13.
You can tell right away after Jacob Neusat's reaction, he was shocked that that foul was called on him.
But sometimes reacting that fast is giving yourself up because you know you did something.
Yeah.
And here comes Bailey with the ball for Chaminade. Ooh, he crosses over. Wofford gets right to the hoop, hands it to Claiborne down low, who goes up and gets blocked by Clark. Ball's loose. Vukasovic picks it up, and McNally takes it from him. McNally starting the break. He found Ober. Ober's looking to drive. He gets stuck and just bails it out to Clark, gives it to Wofford. They'll set up the offense, and fast break broke down. We got a timeout on the floor. They had a shot clock error. And they took about 20 seconds off the shot clock, and that made Wofford put up the three that he made. So we would have liked it if the shot clock was 20 seconds less.
That would have got the lead to 10. That's just a big, another momentum thing that just happened. Shot clock and then a foul. Let's see what they could do now.
But you can still ride that and have Wofford take some more threes. As Neusit has it in the post, he's looking to work on Claiborne. They do find Wofford for the corner three. This one's no good, but they fouled Wofford taking the three-point shot. The cardinal sin of defense, fouling a jump shooter, and it's going to send Wofford to the line for three.
Again, what Josh Johnson said, these are three key free throws you need to make, and they're gimmies. You got to make the easy ones.
Down 13, Wofford could cut the lead to 10. First one's up, and it's no good. Still 55-42, 9:16 left in the half. Wofford's going to have two more shots after getting fouled on the three. Here comes Wofford's second free throw. Also not good. So now you need to salvage this trip, and you need to make this last one. They fouled a three-point shooter, and now they could get off like it was a good foul. You cannot let them do that.
They're making it look like they committed a good foul. You're getting three easy ones, and you're not making them.
Third one's up, and it's no good. Claiborne pulls it down, and he sends Coulibaly on his way. Coulibaly finds Cousins. Cousins setting up the offense, and it's out to a wing three by that's Benny Murray with the wing three. 58-42, the lead now for Chaminade as they look to start running away with this.
See, the Penguins have done this. I mean, they had three easy ones, and then they give up a three at the other end. And they do bring the lead down to 13, and then they just bring it back to six.
Ober with the nice spin move on Cousins, but he can't finish. Mark Lewis fine for the rebound. No, that's Miles Carrillo. Two players go to the floor. That's Cousins and Ober. And they're going to call a foul on Derek Ober, and that's going to send Chaminade to the line. Mark Lewis now is going to check in for Miles Carrillo as Cousins gets set to go to the line, and he looks to expand the Chaminade 16-point lead. Cousins at the line set. Shot is up. No good. P-Ob, you brought up to me that Cousins looks like Dirk. Even his free throw style looks a little bit like Dirk Nowitzki.
No, it does.
Second shot's up. That one's good. 59-42 now the lead for Chaminade as Wofford brings it back the other way. Wofford goes in, dumps it out to Lewis. Lewis looks to set up an offense. Neusit in the post. They're trying to work the ball into him, but they're running that offense again with Coulibaly denying the entry. Here comes Wofford into the middle. Spins. Shot's up. No good. Rebound by Neusit. Back up with it, and that is good. 59-44 now the score after the Neusit two-pointer.
The beauty of Neusit is he's always in perfect position. He's a great shooter, but he's always right there in case someone else misses.
Here's the three by Murray. Another one for Benny Murray as he's been knocking down threes all game. 62-44 now the lead with 7:50 left in this game.
And Murray comes up with a guillotine. looks right at the Penguin bench and flips a couple guillotines at him. That hurts.
Koulibaly steals the ball from Dart. Koulibaly running it back the other way. Finds Cousins in the corner. Cousins' three is up. It is no good. Neusit rips down the rebound. And he rips down rebounds like he's mad at the ball. 62-44, the lead for Chaminade. Whistle on the play. Timeout Dominican. As this one was starting to get a little out of hand, hopefully they can regroup here. 7:26 left in the half. Enough time to make a comeback. They trail 62-44. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
Benny Murray doing low blows to the Penguin bench. Brian Sanchez is looking for an answer. Here he is.
And here's Xander McNally down low. He pump fakes, gets two Chaminade players up in the air. The foul's going to be on Cousins, and McNally's going to be going to the line.
McNally's their best free throw shooter. He's shooting the ball at 75%. At one time, he was shooting the ball at 91% from the line. So he's their best free throw shooter. Let's see what he does.
Here's a substitution is Casey Old Maupin. Checks in the game. And there goes Cousins. Cousins in a little bit of foul trouble. He's got four.
Yeah, that's a little bit, I'd say.
Hey, one more, he's out of here.
one more, he's in the parking lot.
So it looks like Chaminade's going to pull him. Just in case the thing gets close at the end, they want him to be able to come back in and score for him. They don't want him out of the game. This game's gone to immediate timeout now. With Chaminade leading 62-44, 7:22 left in the game. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
They've been in trouble since the opening tip-off, and this one is missed. And the putback does not go as Mary-Kate Jankowski, high up on the riser with the camera over there, almost got taken out. After the shot was missed, Jamal Clark dove in there to put it away, and it was stripped away and knocked out of bounds with a big rejection by Chaminade. 62-45, coming up on 7 minutes. Lewis screens off McNally. McNally gets bumped around. Wofford almost falls backward. High pass, three ball on the way. Wofford short. Jacob Neusit, one bounce, has it stripped away. McNally comes back up with it, three ball from the left corner. Yes, two, just two. So the Penguins now. Creeping back, possibly, 62-47, 6.5. Koulibaly out on the right wing, low bounce pass indoors, nicely to Murray, whistles. Ricky Claiborne, actually, not Murray. Ricky Claiborne.
Claiborne at the free throw line.
And as the Penguins now have committed a minimum of 10 fouls in the second half, they have put the advantage onto Chaminade, and Claiborne goes from the line, the free throw line, and heaves up an air ball from the line, an air ball.
Jamal Clark just smiled because he knows that happened to him too.
Well, it feels bad. It can't feel good. And the second one goes. So Claiborne zeroes in after the air ball and then knocks it down. 6:20 the clock roll, 63-47. The Penguins are not smiling. Softly, Ricky Wofford pulls up from the free throw line and tries to soft one in and can't get it to go. On the play, Neuzad picks up his second. And so all 10 men lumber to the other end of the court as the Penguins prepare to send in Jared Pengel, the 6'3" junior out of Runner Park.
Jared Pengel went to City College of San Francisco. I seen him play. I went to Archbishop Reardon, which is right across each other. This guy could shoot the lights out. He's a three-point specialist.
Pengel's in there in place of Wofford. As the first free throw goes, the second one is missed. 64-47, 6:08 as the clock rolls. And the Penguins with the rebound. Pengel now, top of the key. Where's number 33? It is Pengel. The first time he's been on Penguin Radio. So we'll see what Pengel can do. Pengel the Penguin. And walking with it is Xander McNally. The Chaminades will answer with four fresh players of their own, including Lee Bailey, who had a heck of a start to this game. And was a big reason that Chaminade is in the position that they are right now. It was because of Bailey in the first half. 64-47, stolen away. Xander McNally all alone. McNally with a hammer jam. Takes it in himself. And drops it. 64-49. 5.5 to go. Penguins are not out of it. But they have a lot of work to go. Down 15 with 5.5. Not insurmountable, though likely. See what the Penguins have up their sleeve. Falling away softly, Cooks. 17-point game now, 66-49 with 5 minutes to go, fans. McNally. No look again. He's so good at that. To Neusett. McNally with a low bounce pass to Jake Neusett. And Neusett not only knocks it down and hangs off the rim for a while, but he'll go to the line.
Neusett stepping to the line, trailing 66-51. There's 5 minutes left in this game. After he throws down the free throw and the dunk and gets himself to the line, the free throw is up. And it's good. Three-point play.
This is an off night for Jake Neusett, B. He normally averages 12 a game. Right now, he only has 9.
Here comes Chaminade back the other way. It's Vukasovic. He goes right in and lays it up right in the teeth of the Dominican defense. 68-52, the lead now for Chaminade.
That's the Serbian offense. That's what you need.
Here's Mark Lewis controlling the team from the point. Oh, spin move. Pull up, fadeaway jumper, no good. Almost went, would have been sweet if it did, but the ball does go out of bounds and it's going to stay Dominican's way.
You know, the Penguins still have time for a little bit to get a run. If they could get Pengel going from three, maybe Neuss had a couple three-point plays and you're back in the game.
Yeah, but that previous play kind of showed what the Penguins have been up against all night. They just allowed the answer from Chaminade to just drive right into the bucket. No defense whatsoever.
Here's the Pengel three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 68-55, and Piob, you called that one.
I called you, man. This guy could shoot the lights out. And there he is tipping the ball.
Pengel tips the pass. Neusett picks it up. Sends Jamal Clark on his way. Up to Mark Lewis. 13-point game. If Pengel's heating up, you might want to feed him. Jamal Clark on the drive. Makes the hoop. Gets the harm. He'll be going to the line for one more as Jamal Clark continues his fantastic night. 68-57. The lead is down to 11. Jamal Clark going to the line.
Look, if they could just get this run going, there's no time for a foul. One more foul for Chaminade, then the Penguins are in the double bonus as well.
Here comes Clark. Big free throw on the way here to cut it down to 10. Clark's free throw no good. Saved by Xander, and Xander saves it. Right off of the chest of Cooks. That goes out of bounds, Dominican ball. And here comes the media timeout. But this crowd is getting up. The team's getting up. Dominican's on its way back. We'll be back when the action is. 68-57, Chaminade leads. 3:56 left in the game here on radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, do the Penguins have time for a run? DJ B, Brian Sanchez, is on for a mission. Brian, let's call it.
I'm ready for it. Xander McNally's ready for it as he's going to inbound to get us started after this break. He's going to find Pengel. Pengel's going to look left, drive right, find Mark Lewis. We got McNally near corner. They're looking for Pengel. They're trying to give him three, but here's the Mark Lewis three from the corner, and it's good. 68-60. Oh. The lead is down to eight.
Oh, baby, you want that drama. B, you got it.
Here comes Lee Bailey. He may start to press now, knowing he needs to keep his team in this lead, but Dominican has come roaring back. Just under 3:30 left. And Chaminade feels the quake here at Conlin Center as these fans are going crazy. This team is up. It's 68-60. Dominican only trails by eight now. 3:26 left in this game. We'll be back when the action is on radio.dominican.edu.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins were once down by 18. DJ B, Penguins down eight.
And here comes Chaminade. Lee Bailey with the ball. Mark Lewis on him tight. He's the man you need to shut down. He's working it inside. He finds Cooks. It's tipped away by McNally, and Pengel picks it up. He finds McNally. McNally's going to bring it back up the court. Dominican only trailing by eight with the ball. 3:10 left in this game. And here comes McNally. He's sizing up Cooks. He's ready to take it in. Neusat with the pick. Neusat with the roll. They find Pengel for the deep three. No air ball. He might have been a little out of his range there, P-Ob.
No, he was. That was way even farther than NBA. But if he made that, the crowd would have went ballistic.
The crowd went ballistic when the ball was on the way, but it was a 28-foot attempt.
They trap Lee Bailey up against the sideline. It looks like he stepped out of bounds, but they're going to call the foul on Mark Lewis, saying he blocked him out of bounds. Tough turn of events there as Lee Bailey is going to go to the line. Chaminade leading by 8, 2:54 left in this game.
Look, if he misses both of them, the Penguins still have a shot. Even if he makes two, the Penguins just need to find a way to stop fouling and start making plays on the offense and defensive side.
And you see Pengel back here again and talking to by the coaching staff. They love you as a shooter, but a little too optimistic there. Yeah. Mark Lewis checks out. Carrillo back in. Bailey stepping up for some big-time free throws here. Let's see if he's clutch. Chaminade leads by eight, 68-60.
Bailey shoots it at 80, so let's see.
There's one. Bailey makes the first one. Here comes Koulibaly in for Vukasovic. They may sense that they need a little more defense, and that's what Koulibaly comes in for.
Well, Lee Bailey, in his last game against Hawaii Hilo, he scored 24 points. Today, 20.
Make that 21 as he sinks the second free throw.
Penguins are still in it, B. Down 10.
2:54 left. McNally with the ball gives it to Carrillo as they're going to look to score, but they can't waste too much time. 2:50 is enough time to come back, but it's not a luxury time. Here's Carrillo with the ball right wing. Gets it to Pengel. Pengel to McNally. Neusat working hard in the post with Cousins. They're banging. Neusat's going in on him. Neusat spins. Goes up with the right hand, and he gets fouled. And that's going to be five for Cousins. Cousins is out, and that's a big-time score going to the bench for Chaminade.
That is a huge game changer right there. Cousins back to the bus with 2.5 to go. The best part about that whole play is that Cousins is now out of the hair of Neusat. Neusat only has two. Our big man, while their big man, is gone.
Look, Matt Cousins is a freak of nature. He shoots from the three-point range at 50%. What kind of man does that? It's just great to have him out of the game. It's good for the Penguins. Good with 2:33 left.
And here comes the best part from the Penguins. Neusat's at the line to add 2 points with the clock stopped. Chaminade up 10. Neusat at the line, looking to deliver. First one's right through, nothing but net. 9-point lead now for Chaminade. 2:33 left as Dominican looks to complete this magical comeback. Neusat looking to complete both free throws. And it's up, rattles around, and it's good. He gets them both with a little help from the rim.
Man, that could have gone either way. It bounced off back iron about 5 feet above the hoop and fell straight through. Are we on the precipice of another gigantic win? Is there more magic here in the Conlon Center? 2.5 to go. Radio.Dominican.edu. All right, fans, this is it. The Penguins can ill afford any mistakes at this point, but they have all the momentum, and the top scorer for Chaminade is gone. Here's our top scorer, Brian Sanchez, with the mic.
Chaminade inbounds to Lee Bailey. Bailey covered by Pengel. They're picking up full court pressure. Clark got a tip on the pass, but they bring it up anyway. It's Cooks. They find Koulibaly in the corner. He's hesitant to take the three. He backs it out. Here comes Bailey. Pengel harassing him. Pengel not known for his defense. He's looking good now. Here comes the screen from Cooks. Bailey all the way to the hoop. He gets around Neusit, and he finishes with the left hand to put Chaminade back up by 10. McNally crosses half court. Gets it to Carrillo. Carrillo working on Cooks. Carrillo right corner. Gets it up to Pengel. Pengel to McNally. McNally drives, dishes. Here's Carrillo at the top. Finds Pengel for three. No. Rebound. Claiborne. Here comes Bailey back the other way. Dominican trails by 10, 140 left in the game. Full court pressure. They find the trap. Bailey able to break it. Bailey slows down the ball. There's 20 seconds left on the shot clock. 130 left in the game. Dominican trails 10. Time is running out.
Just wasting clock.
Benny Murray gets it to Lee Bailey. Bailey gets trapped at half court. Almost steps back court. Dribbles off his own foot. Clark picks it up. Gets it to Pengel. Pengel to McNally. McNally to Neusit. Neusit goes up. He makes the hoop and gets the harm. He's going to the line for a chance for one more as Dominican pulls within 8. They can get within 7. There's a minute 13 left in this one.
Look, Jacob Neusit is such a great teammate. He just patted Jamal Clark on the butt saying, hey, buddy, without you, then I wouldn't get a chance at this three-point play.
Neusit's been nailing the free throws down the stretch here. Let's see if he can keep it going. Dominican trailing by 8. Neusit sinks the free throw. Dominican down 7, 1:13 left. Full court pressure. Bailey breaks it quick. Koulibaly right wing. He gets it over to Benny Murray. Benny Murray to Cooks. Carrillo looks to intentional foul. He finally gets the call. Now they pick that one up because Cooks isn't the best free throw shooter on the team. Might even be the worst on the court for Chaminade.
So far, Dominic Crooks is 50% on the line today. He's 1 for 2.
Dominican trailing by 7. Needed some misses. They need a little help. First one's up, and it's right through. 73-65, the lead for Chaminade. Dominican's going to need points. They're going to need them quick. Dominique Cook's second free throw. Right through again. 9-point lead for Chaminade. Here comes Dominican. Ball in the hands of Xander McNally. Down by 9. He's working on Cooks. He drives. He spins. He goes up for the layup, and he makes it. The acrobatic layup by the X-Man, Xander McNally. 74-67 the lead. 50 seconds left in this one. Koulibaly gets the ball. They trap him at half, right up against the baseline. Pengel comes in, fouls Cooks. Cooks will be going to the line for 2 more free throws.
So far, Cooks now is 3 for 4, 75% on the line. And, you know, Cooks, the Australian, we had another Australian that played in Dominic. His name's Daniel Ella. He was great at the line. So maybe we'll see if Australians are really good at the free throw line.
He steps up for the first one. His team leading by 7. It's right through, nothing but net. That's up 8. It looks like he's found a little rhythm at the line.
It's practice now.
Here comes number 2 to put them up by 9. That'll do it. Cooks makes it. Here comes Miles back the other way. Miles Carrillo driving. Hands it off to Xander. Xander finds Miles left wing. The 3 is up. The 3 is good. Another 3 for Dominican. Only trailing by 6. 34 seconds left. Miles steals the inbound. That's a jump ball. But the dual possession belongs to Chaminade. It'll remain their ball. Dominican only trailing by 6, 30 seconds left. Some missed free throws and some threes, you never know, P-Yob.
Look, you got Pangle there, you have Carrillo, you have McNally, and Clark could shoot a great mid-range J, and not to mention the big fella, Jacob Neusett, who is really known for his three-point play.
They trap Bailey, he breaks it, he gets it to Vukasovic, who hands it to Benny Murray, who goes up for the layup. 25 seconds left. Chaminade calls the timeout after that. They go up 8. They just broke that and walked right in for the easy layup. 25 seconds left now. Dominican trailing by 8, 78-70. Will their effort fall short? Find out after the break here on radio.dominican.edu. We're back with live men's basketball here on radio.dominican.edu. It's Dominican's inbound, down 8. They're going to need threes, and they're going to need them quick. Here's Mile Carrillo bringing it up the court. He's going all the way to hoop. He finds Pengel from the corner. 3. No good. Way long. Claiborne with the rebound. He's fouled. He'll be going to the line. And while he's not the best free throw shooter, it looks more like if the Dominican Penguins would have had 3 more minutes on this game, they would have had a chance to come back and win it.
There's a lot of what-ifs in this game, and especially just the first half. What if the Penguins did get the lid off the bucket there? How close do you think they would be after this second half run?
First free throw's up, no good from Claiborne. Deficit sit, still at 8 for the Penguins, but there's only 17 seconds left. It's going to take quick threes. Claiborne second free throw up, no good. Neusett rebound. Neusett pushes it up. There's Carrillo. Carrillo crosses half court, finds Pengel. Pengel drives. His layup, no good. Neusett rebound, put back, no. Rebound loose. It goes to Chaminade. There's 2 seconds left. There's 1 second left, and that'll do it as Lee Bailey just tosses the ball in the air. The valiant effort by the Dominican Penguins comes up short as they lose this one 78-70. For the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn, and my partner, Patrick Kayab-Yab, I'd like to thank you for listening. I've been Brian Sanchez. This has been radio.dominican.edu. Good night.